the lane that's coming off of the eastbound Thorndale Avenue entrance ramp leading to the northbound I-290 extension. This was causing a backup to Irving Park. We have...
Come on, chop chop. I got relatives invading this afternoon.
Ginny, Mike, Sarah, Sam. Come on, everybody up.
You don't have a fever.
You don't have a fever.
Shut your face.
Mike, me. Dad, Mike hit me!
You liar!
Mike, come on, pal. We got a wedding tomorrow. Try to cooperate, will you?
Dad, I didn't hit her. I'd like to very much, and I probably will later, but give me a break. You know my method. I don't hit her when you're just down the hall.
Pick on someone your own size.
Open this door.
Daddy, I'm the one getting married.
Not until tomorrow. Come on, I got a mouthful of toothpaste.
I happen to have a serious problem.
Dad, she's got a period. She makes for an interesting honeymoon, huh?
Where are you learning that stuff?
School.
Good. Get my money for it.
Chronologically, you're 16 today. Physically, you're still 15. Hopeless. Nope. I look exactly the same as I have since summer. Utterly forgettable. No, I didn't expect to wake up transformed. I just thought that turning 16 would be so major that I'd wake up with an improved mental state that would show on my face. All it shows is that I don't have any sort of a tan left. I better get downstairs. My family's probably pissed off I haven't let them wish me happy birthday yet. All right, I'll see you at school. You need 4 inches of bod and a great birthday.
Where's my briefcase?
Where'd you leave it?
Don't be a smartass.
Hey, I'll be a dumber.
You are wrong.
Okay, where's Sam?
Where's my briefcase?
Sam!
Love me, Brenda.
Hey, birth defect!
You missed breakfast again.
Wasn't my idea to give her own phone line. I don't have my own phone line.
Grab
a donut.
It's small, it's brown, it's made of leather. It has my initials on it. I believe that's it.
Don't forget, the grandparents are coming this afternoon.
Are we still having dinner with the Rice Checks?
Riz Checks. 8 o'clock at the club. Oh, and you better learn their names. As of tomorrow, they're family.
That's a lovely thought. Mm. When it comes your turn to get married, do me a favor. Elope.
Who's married her?
Mr. T.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to buy lunch today. I didn't have time to fix your carrots.
Yeah, well, she's only eating carrots to increase the size of her breasts.
Mister, you had better shape up or you will miss your sister's wedding.
Promise?
Now, don't give me that pouty look of yours. You can eat your carrots when you get home.
That's it? You don't have anything else to say to me today?
What would you like me to say, Sam? Come on now, honey. You're going to miss the bus. Have a good day.
I can't believe this. They fucking forgot my birthday.
We'll be right back.
I'm sure they didn't forget your birthday. They just didn't remember it right away. Same difference. I know it's a drag that your sweet 16 the day before Ginny gets married, but big deal. They'll remember.
Oh, easy for you to say. Did anyone ever forget your birthday?
Come on, Sam. Everything's just getting shittier. My family forgetting my birthday just makes it more vivid. What do you expect, a breakfast birthday party?
No, but they could have at least said happy birthday. I mean, it was just like any other day.
Why don't you remind them? They'll feel some massive guilt. It could be highly profitable. I wouldn't stoop to remind them. Since I was about 12, I've been looking forward to my sweet 16. You know, a big party and a band, tons of people, and a big Trans Am in the driveway with a ribbon around it, and some incredibly gorgeous guy that you meet like in France. You do it on a cloud without getting pregnant or herpes. I don't mean the cloud. It's just a pink Trans Am and the guy, right? A black one. A black guy? A black Trans Am, a pink guy. Oh, no.
You swear to God you don't have it?
I don't know anything about it.
Jennifer Woods gave me a sex test during child development, and I was supposed to do it and pass you an independent study.
Totally screwed.
Did you put your name on it?
Hi. No, but it was really embarrassing. I had to name who I'd do it with if I ever did it.
Who'd you name? Jake Ryan.
Jake Ryan. He doesn't even know you exist. Thank you. That's a very nice thing to say.
I'm sorry, but Jake Ryan, he's a senior, and he's taken. I mean, really taken.
No, it's supposed to be my ideal.
His ideal, for sure, but forget it.
God, I hope whoever got the note doesn't know it was me who wrote it. I'd shit twice and die.
Do you know Samantha Baker?
Sophomore, right?
Yeah, what do you think of her?
I don't.
Did you ever go out with her?
Depends on how much you paid me.
She's not ugly.
There's nothing there, man. It's not ugly. It's just void. You know what I mean?
Something about her. Do independent study with her? Gets her looking at me a lot. It's kind of cool the way she's always looking at me.
Maybe she's retarded.
I'm being serious. Okay. She looks at me like she's in love with me.
Jake, she's a child.
So?
So what are you going to do with her? She's obviously too young to party serious.
Maybe I'm interested in more than a party.
Come on, Jake, you talk like you're hard up. You got Carolyn. Now, she's a woman.
Unbelievable. I swear to God, Caroline Mulford had to flunk about 9 grades. Truly makes me ill. She's perfect. Practically impossible to cut up. She's supposedly real sweet. Brother's deaf and everybody in the world worships her. And she's going with Jake. Oh, I'm gonna kill myself.
Amy!
There has to be more dignified mode of transportation.
Hope you get a car for your birthday and a license.
Let's not hold our breath.
Score a direct hit.
On second thought.
Tell me what happened at home.
I can tell you right now.
Nothing.
You quit feeling sorry for yourself. It's bad for your complexion.
You know, things, life, whatnot.
Life is not whatnot, and it's none of your business.
So you going to New Faces dance tonight, or?
It's also none of your business.
Are you inhibited about dancing in public? I mean,
you don't have to dance. I mean, you can just stand there, and me and my dudes, and just be you. And
sounds major.
I mean, what's the story? I mean, you got a guy, or?
Yes, 3 big ones, and they lust for wimp blood. So quit bugging me, or I'll stick them all over your weenie ass.
You know, I'm getting input here that I'm reading is relatively hostile. I mean, it's just...
Go to hell.
Very hostile. Come on, what's the problem here? I'm a boy. You're a girl. Is there anything wrong with me trying to put together some kind of relationship between us? Okay, I know you have to go. Just answer me one question.
Yes, you're a total fag.
It's not the question. Am I turning you on? It's encouraging. Very encouraging.
Uh-huh.
You know, a girl with a hat is just so bold.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You mean to tell me you didn't pack them?
Oh, not again, Howard. Can't I trust you to do anything? Do you expect me to do all the packing? Well, at least I brought this for you. It's Sam.
Samantha.
Look.
Oh, look.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweetheart, my goodness, are you a sight for sore eyes? And a mwah. Oh, good, just look, how are you, my little lamb chop?
Fine, Grandpa.
Fine.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're pretty good. Of course, I get the lower pain
every once in a while. Well, my corns are killing me, and I still have those headaches, but I brought the ice bag, so I
Are you, you're sleeping up here?
Yeah, you're...
Grandfather Fred jumped our claim on Sarah's room, so here we are. I've got to sleep up here.
Well, I haven't seen you guys in a while. Do I look any older today?
Oh, no, no, I wouldn't say so. Do you think so, Jenny?
No. Oh, I hope it isn't cold tomorrow. You know Jenny.
Oh,
she'll refuse to wear a hat and coat over her wedding dress.
Well, if she does, you mustn't bug her. Because
well, I'm not going to bug her.
No, well, I'm going to go set myself up in Mike's room, so I'll see you guys later.
Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, look, there's a good
Grandpa and I are looking forward to a nice, long, long visit with you.
We certainly are. We're looking forward to it. Oh, see you a little later, darling. We've got a lot.
I swear to God, this has got to be a joke. Grandparents forgetting a birthday? They live for that shit.
With my arms around you. Well, well, if it isn't Sammy Baker Davis Jr.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, I've got one for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who, who?
Helen, we've got an owl out here in the hall.
Fred, leave her alone. You'll make her tinkle.
Oh, come on, Helen.
Oh, Sam, let me look at you. Fred, she's gotten her boobies.
Oh, I'd better go get my magnifying glass.
Oh, and they are so perky.
Can't believe my grandmother actually felt me up.
What's happening, hot stuff?
His name is Long Duck Dong.
What?
Long Duck Dong. He came down with Grandma and Grandpa Baker. He's an exchange student that's living with them.
Yeah, well, he's totally bizarre.
He is not. He is a very sweet boy.
Just over boil the sheets and mattresses after he leaves.
I don't suppose it makes any difference to you, but there's a very weird Chinese guy up in Mike's room.
Jenny dumped Rudy. He's her new fiancé.
Mike, stop it. Sam, honey, do you think you could help the grandmothers with supper? Dad and I have to go to the club for dinner with the Rice Checks.
Riz Checks.
Oh, Riz Checks.
Do you think that there's any reason that I should possibly stay home tonight?
Well, I think it might be nice if you'd visit with your grandparents in Long Duck Dong.
Who?
Oh, the weird Chinese guy in Mike's room.
I think I have a dance to go to.
That's okay. Oh, can you remember to turn off the stove in 20 minutes?
I can remember lots of things. This is the single worst day of my entire life.
The hell are you bitching about? I'm going to sleep under some Chinaman named after a duck stork.
Where am I sleeping?
Sofa City, sweetheart.
Do you think Grandpa Fred's going to embarrass me?
I don't know why not. He does everyone else.
He already asked me if Rudy was the oily variety bohunk.
Is he?
Don't be cute. I really love Rudy. He is totally enamored of me. I mean, I've had men who've loved me before, but not for 6 months in a row.
I think I'm in love.
So, how long have you been in love?
Well, it hasn't really happened yet.
So, what's the deal?
I'm not sure that he knows I exist.
Sam, I really don't have time for this.
Well, I'm sorry. I always listen to you talk about your boyfriends.
Darling, is something bothering you? You're really acting like an asshole. And I think I know what it is. I think you're jealous that I'm getting married and that I'm getting all the attention.
You know, everybody in this family has just gone totally out of limits.
No, Sam. I think you're just being a little selfish and immature.
Oh, yes. That's it.
That's exactly it.
Unbelievable. You make someone a bridesmaid and they shit all over you.
Very clever dinner. Appetizing food fitting neatly into interesting round pie.
It's a quiche.
How do you spell?
Well, you don't spell it, son. You eat it.
Dong has only been in our country a short time, Fred. I think we could all help him assimilate.
Oh.
Long Duck Dong is about your age, Sam. You two should have a lot to chat about.
I love visiting with Grandma and Grandpa and writing letters to parents and pushing lawn mowing machines so Grandpa's hyena don't get disturbed.
Hernia!
Oh, yes, indeed. He does the dishes and helps with the laundry, you betcha.
May I be excused?
Where are you going?
I have a dance to go to at school. It's a very important dance. We're being graded on it for gym.
Wait a minute. I have a wonderful idea. Would you like to go to the dance with Sam?
All jacked up about some guy that isn't even a thing yet.
Yeah, well, you don't have anything. You don't have anything to lose, right?
That's a cheerful thought. Let's go make ourselves available.
It's the one, dude. Scope it out.
She doesn't look like a freshman.
Sophomore, dude. Sophomore. Fully aged sophomore meet. Do the bus together.
Talk to her.
Talk, dude. I have a relationship with her. Figured to like 17 digits.
You are such a liar.
We'll see about that, my man. By night's end, I predict me and her will interface.
Get out, Weez.
dick face.
She took off.
Whoa. Don't spaz out, okay, Weez? The situation will come online.
Yeah? I'll bet you a dozen floppy disks you don't even get 10.
You got a bet, scumbag. Get it off.
Take off.
You wouldn't even be able to prove it anyway.
A, don't hit me. Secondly, what kind of proof do you want?
Video.
No way, okay? Didn't you see that thing getting duped 1,000 times and, like, winding up a cable somewhere? Try again.
Underpants.
No problem, butt lick.
Girls underpants.
What's your name?
Long.
What's your first name?
Long.
What's your middle name?
Duck. I bet all the boys would chase you plenty in this school, huh?
Nobody's caught me yet.
But you big teaser, huh?
No. I'm in the 40 and my flat.
Flat?
I'm really sorry, man. Whatever I did was an accident. I didn't mean to.
Relax.
You were dancing with a girl.
Oh, man. I'm really sorry, man. I must have been on drugs 5 minutes ago. I didn't even
know. Do you know her?
Was. She grabbed me, guy. I'm totally innocent. Is she yours?
What do you know about her?
She smiles. She's tits. Decent voice. It smells pretty good. She drives me crazy.
Did she come here with you?
No, but it's okay with my dad. She's going home with me. Yes, I'm back.
So I smell.
It's my shaving cream. I want to feel a real clean, close shave.
I'll pass. Can't find anyone else to bug, huh?
Come on, you know you're the one I want to bug, huh?
This is my friend Randy, and that's Jimmy Montrose.
Howdy, dude.
This is Farmer Fred.
Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is Farmer Ted.
I'm not really a farmer. I'm a freshman.
Geek, can I be honest with you?
Not if you're gonna insult me.
Okay.
Shoot.
Get the hell out of here.
Nice manners, babe.
She's totally serious, asswipe.
Chill. Yes, but with me, I just...
I don't know, you know, my mom just tells me if you want something, you gotta ask for it, you know? I mean, I'm not the kind of guy. It's embarrassing. I don't know, I just...
really sorry about what happened to Jim. I had no idea you couldn't dance. What a decent night, huh?
It's my birthday.
You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, too.
Don't do that, okay?
Hey, Jude.
Just stop it, okay? I mean, it's really been a shitty birthday for me. No offense, but I don't need a serenade right now.
What's wrong? You didn't get anything good, or?
I didn't get shit. Not even a happy birthday. My whole family just sort of blew it off.
I'd freak if my family forgot my birthday.
It's a brand new year. I'm 16. Everything should be platinum. I should be happy, right? Right?
Yeah.
Well, I can't get happy. It is physically impossible for me to get happy.
Would you feel better if you knew one of my secrets, or?
Don't gross me out.
No, we're not talking gross here. No, it's just embarrassing. This information cannot leave this room, okay? It would devastate my reputation as a dude.
No problem.
I've never bagged a babe. A stud. I got the rep in sixth grade, and it like kind of stuck with me. I'm still on hold. Look, I appreciate you not laughing, okay?
I'm sorry.
It's not what I meant. I meant. Pardon me.
It's okay. I meant that it's okay that you did it once, but I didn't mean for you to do it again.
Sorry. Sorry.
You know, just now I really felt how much you liked me.
I'm probably zoning in on my brainwaves or something.
Well, not really. I felt it on my leg. Come on, I don't want to see it. Oh. Sorry if I embarrassed you.
I'm not embarrassed. Fresh breath's a priority in my life.
You know, I really don't want to hurt your feelings, because it's really human you listen on my bullshit.
I care about it, really. I mean, I know I came on kind of like a poozer on the bus tonight and everything, but that's just so my friends won't think, you know, I'm a jerk.
But they're all pretty much jerks, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm kind of like the leader, you know? Kind of like the king of the dipshits.
Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, but a lot can happen over a year. I mean, you could come back next fall as a completely normal person.
Yeah?
Sure.
Would it be totally off the wall if I asked if I could have sex with you?
You know, you asking me is not as off the wall as why I won't.
VD?
No. I'm sort of saving myself. It's really stupid. He doesn't even know I exist.
Who? Oh.
Jake Ryan.
You like Jake? Jake's my boy! I just talked to Jake in the gym. He asked me about you.
Did not.
He did, too. He did. He asked me what you were like.
Oh, my... Oh. If you're lying, I'll beat the crap out of you.
I'm not lying.
Oh, my God, what should I do? Should I go up to him or should I say, hi, Jake, I'm Samantha? Or no, maybe I should let him come to me.
This is not my department, Ellen.
But what if I decide to let him come to me and then he forgets? Or then what if he changes his mind and then I'm totally screwed, right?
Apparently so.
What would you do if you were me?
I'm a gambling man by nature, and, I'd go for it.
This is so strange, but I think I will. Oh, you're the best.
Wait,
What?
Do you know anything about floppy disks?
We'll talk about this in the bus, okay?
Well, no. See, the thing is, I got kind of a problem. Well, floppy disks are pretty expensive, and see, the thing is, I made a bet with my friends. The dipshits, I bet them that I'd do it with you. But this is before I knew you as a person. I can get proof without actually getting physical.
How?
Can I borrow your underpants for 10 minutes?
Hope you're feeling time.
I think it's time to blow this thing off and go to your house.
Yeah?
Tell Tracy and Robin those guys to come to your parents' house, okay? I told him not to tell anybody. God, I love it when your parents are out of town. Fantasize that I'm your wife and we're like the richest, most popular adults in town. I owe all my great weekends to you. What's your problem?
What?
You've been acting weird all night. Are you screwing around?
Mm-hmm. Are you crazy?
I don't know, Jake. I'm getting strange signals.
Well, they're not coming from me. Look, everything's fine. Don't have a cow.
Okay. Just remember one thing. I can name 20 guys who'll kill to love me.
Is that a threat?
Back, Jake. Come on, before we get in a big wicked fight, let's get out of here.
Hi, Jake. I'm Samantha. How's it going? You got a cigarette? Jake, this may sound incredibly dumb, but I love you and I'll do anything to make you love me. I love your shirt. Jake, you're not gonna believe this, but I had this very bizarre dream and you were in it.
Get back to your man.
I
want to
go home. I want to be with you guys.
Ha! 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 Ha!
I'm such a jerk. He smiles at me and I don't say anything. I can't believe I gave my panties to a geek.
What year are you?
Freshman.
Give me a buck. Okay, get it.
Thank you for loaning me the donger. He's really bitching.
That's okay. You guys make a great couple.
I've never been so happy in my whole life.
Maniac.
Now I have a place to put my hand.
So basically, Jimmy, my business is video game arcades, laundry, cigarette machines, and trucking. I dabble a little bit in personal loans and politics.
Very nice. I think all that really matters is that the kids are happy together.
Just as long as my beautiful boy remembers that marrying this one means he's out of the girl of the month club.
Hey, wait a minute. I can still look. I just can't touch. Right?
Oh, sense of that.
Cheers.
Right on. You do shots? Come on, wolf it.
Woo!
Good night, Marlene. See you later, Don.
Sammy, tell Grandpa not to wait up.
Let's go boogie.
Sure. Donger's here for 5 hours and he's got somebody. I live here my whole life and I'm like a disease.
That's my mom. I gotta get home.
Change your frequency, okay? Don't be such a wimp. Take those ridiculous things off, okay? Will you guys grow up?
Ted, won't we get hammered if we go to a senior party?
Weez, we got $70 and we got a pair of girls' underpants. We're safe as kittens, okay? This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on. Do not embarrass me, okay?
For sure you won't.
Will you fix your hair, Bryce?
I already did.
Weeds. Close your bra, all right? Be polite to his parents, all right?
Okay.
I'm out of town, okay? He speaks English, right? Don't be such a faggot!
Man, shut up! Kidding. Think we're gonna die?
Definitely.
put the cat out.
We don't have a cat.
Come on, damn it, answer. Not eat me.
Who is it? Well, what do they want?
Sex.
We're 5 minutes and I'm at a loss.
Real smooth, Cliff.
I've never been out in Thimble Lake before.
Oh, me neither.
Leave me alone.
What? I'm sorry, I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I know. Come on.
Trey. Trey. Help me, please.
Oh,
shit. You're running out on your prom queen.
Trace, you guys, I'm serious. Come on, I need help.
Okay.
Oh, that's Pizza, too!
What's the problem?
Several things.
Okay, we'll help. Well, no problem. Don't go away, Carolyn, baby.
Hello? Hello? Listen, I know you're there. I can hear you breathing.
Yes, hello, sir.
Are you the little bugger that's been calling up here all night and then hanging up?
Would it be possible for you to tell me if there is a Samantha Baker there? And if so, sir, may I converse with her briefly?
Yes, it is. And no, you may not.
Might I leave a message, sir?
He wants to leave a message for Sam.
Here, give me that phone. Now, you listen to me, mister. God did not put me on this earth to be awakened by filthy suggestions from a foul-mouthed hooligan like you. And as for our granddaughter, I'm sure she has more than enough sense to stay clear of the likes of you. Now, good night and goodbye.
That was great.
Sam's lucky she has us, Howard.
Yeah. Even if she doesn't appreciate us.
You promise you won't get mad?
No, I love you.
Okay, close your eyes. Go.
No. I don't know how to thank you enough.
My pleasure.
Oh,
Fine. I was just upstairs and I couldn't sleep. I feel like a real jerk, honey. We forgot your birthday. I bet you're really PO'd, huh?
No, it's okay. I'm not really all that upset anymore.
This wedding is really turning this entire house inside out. And I just came down to tell you that we did remember.
Thanks, Dad.
Happy birthday. Something else wrong?
No, why?
I don't know. I just get the feeling that something's bothering you. Something other than your birthday.
No, I'm fine. Really.
I think I know what it is. Has to do with a certain guy? I know, honey, I know. We're all upset that Ginny's marrying a bohunk. What's the matter?
I meant Jake.
Jake? Wait a minute, I thought she said his name was Rudy.
Forget it.
Forget what? Who's Jake?
He's a boy, Daddy. It's nothing. Okay, just forget it, please.
Come on, Sam, we're not communicating.
It's extremely embarrassing, okay?
What's embarrassing?
Sitting in the dark with your dad telling him about your love life.
I'm afraid you lost me again, Sam.
Jake is a senior, and he's beautiful and perfect. I like him a real lot, and he doesn't like me, okay?
Oh.
And he's got this incredible girlfriend. I'm just this ridiculous dork that's following him around like a puppy.
Why do you think you're a dork? I don't think you're a dork. I don't think Mom thinks you're a dork.
Mike thinks I'm a dork.
Mike is a dork.
Well, so am I.
Well, if it's any consolation, I love you. And if this guy can't see in you all the beautiful and wonderful things that I see, then he's got the problem.
I know. It just hurts.
That's why they call them crushes. If they were easy, they call them something else.
Yeah, if I were Jenny, I'd have this guy crawling on his knees.
Well, let me tell you something about Jenny. I love her as much as I love you, but she's a different person. Sometimes I worry about her. You know, when you're given things kind of easily, you don't always appreciate them. With you, I'm not worried. When it happens to you, Samantha, it'll be forever. Well, I don't think I'll be able to sleep if I don't feel this little talk has helped you. So would you be a sport and lie to me?
Yeah, sure, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Oh, one more thing, sweetheart.
What?
When you do find the right guy, don't let him boss you around. Make sure he knows
You wear the pants in the family.
Is it really hers?
Yeah.
How did you get him?
She gave him to me.
Did you?
No. No, Jake. She's crying for you. I told her you asked about it, right? The girl freaked. She had a hissy. She thinks you're the cat's meow.
Really? She came up to me in the gym today. She looked at me like I was a leper.
Girls will do that, Jake, you know? You see, they know guys are like in perpetual heat, right? They know this shit, and they enjoy pumping us up. It's pure power politics. It's on.
Thought you hated my guts.
Games, Jake. Silly, torturous games. Sometimes a week I go without lunch because some bitch borrows my lunch money. You know, any halfway decent girl can rob me. Blind. Because I'm too torqued up to say no. It's heinous. Sorry.
You better not be dicking me around. Be a major downer to try and get together with this girl and find out she really does think I'm a slime.
Jake, would I dick you? Let me put to you this way. What happens to me if I dick you?
I'd kick your ass.
Right! So why would I lie? But I feel compelled to mention to you, Jake, I mean, if all you want off the girl is a piece of ass, I mean, I'll either do it myself or get someone bigger than me to kick your ass. I mean, not many girls in contemporary American society today would give their underwear to help a geek like me.
I could get a piece of ass anytime I want. Shit, I got Carol in the bedroom right now, passed out cold. I could violate her 10 different ways if I wanted to.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. She's beautiful and she's built and all that. I'm just not interested anymore.
Does that really matter, Gar?
Yeah, it matters. She's totally insensitive. Look what she did to my house. She didn't know shit about love. All I think she cares about is partying. I want a serious girlfriend. Somebody I can love. That's gonna love me back. Is that psycho?
It's beautiful, Jake. You know, I think a ton of guys feel the same way as you do.
Really?
Yeah, it's just they don't have the balls to admit, you know what I mean? I mean, they're just, they're wimps. Samantha is, she's really special, you know?
Make a deal with you. Let me keep these. I'll let you take Carolyn home. But you gotta make sure she gets home. You can't leave her in some parking lot somewhere. Okay?
Jake, I'm only a freshman.
So? She's so blitz, she won't know the difference.
Jake, I don't have a car.
You can take mine.
Jake, I don't have a license.
I trust you.
Jake, I'd love to. I can't. One person?
You sure?
Positive. Your car, Jake?
No, this is my dad's car. You said you couldn't drive a Stinger.
This is a mother... It's a Rolls Royce, Jake.
So?
So? I heard the grill won't cost $5,000 this. $5,000! Do you have $5,000? I don't have $5,000.
Then don't hit anything.
Oh, don't hit anything.
Do you want to do this or not?
No.
That's me.
Who are you?
I'm him.
Oh. Okay.
Just Totally gone. Have fun.
Thanks.
Jake, is your dad a big man or?
6'4".
Very nice.
Ho!
Until you stop these childish antics, Carolyn.
Don't be such a poop.
Second thought.
I love you.
This is getting good.
Back.
Cliff, do you have any film in your camera?
What?
Take those ridiculous things off! Do you have any film in your camera?
Sure.
Okay, you guys, go get it and bring it on outside, okay? Right up front.
Before?
Look, just get it and come on out in front, okay?
UFO?
It's better.
Extraterrestrial?
It's better, all right? Just get it and come on outside.
Female extraterrestrial?
Better than...
Shh! Better than female extraterrestrial? How do you tell if it's a female?
Because it's got tits.
Well, what makes them different than regular tits?
They got four. Just get the camera. It's in the closet. Now, don't go in the closet.
Such asshole. I can't believe it.
It's not my fault. You should check that out.
Why do you always have to argue?
I'm not arguing.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Every time I try to do something, it's always bitch,
bitch. Bitch is a female dog. They're not even.
What's that supposed to mean?
Shoot.
A Rolls Royce.
Ted, that's the prom queen.
You've got two girls in one night.
I told you dudes always hot.
Hot? Ted, you're a legend.
You shut up. People around here work, all right? Now, will you hurry it up? I'm breaking like 30 major laws here. Come on.
No, Ted, nobody's gonna believe you.
No way. It's that, my friends, is what the pictures are for, okay? Stop.
You guys ready?
Wait, hold on. Put it down.
You guys know what you're doing here or what?
All right, just a minute.
How does this look?
Very nice. Wait a minute, you know, black and white, it would just capture the moment so nicely. Oh.
You take the picture already? You're pissing me off. I'm telling you. It's my pumpkin.
What? Oh, Victor. Cheers.
Jenny's not in the shower.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you. Grandpa Fred was in there for a half an hour. It's totally polluted.
Get dressed.
It's your nose. They never listen.
What was he wearing? Well, he was wearing a red Argyle sweater and tan trousers and red shoes. Hmm? No, he's not retarded.
Now, what can I do to help?
Well, you could finish the French toast.
Good. I'll just open the donuts.
Good thinking.
Whoops. Don't want to lose the nails.
I'll just wait till I hear from you, then.
Voila. Breakfast is ready.
Oh, Sam. Sam, I am so sorry about your birthday.
It's okay. I'll recover.
It's important to you. And yesterday morning, you were trying to tell me.
It's okay, Mom. These things sometimes happen.
Oh, honey, I just feel miserable.
You'll feel better.
Who died? Is there something you want to say to your sister?
What? Are you kidding? Where should I start?
I mean about her birthday. It was yesterday. We all forgot.
Classic.
Deep down, he's really sorry.
No, he's not.
I have to go to this wedding and look like Miss Pretty Princess in this dipshit's bridesmaid's dress. I only have 1/10 of the bod to fill the stupid bust up. So what? Should I just waste myself and spare the agony?
I was going to tell you something, but maybe I shouldn't. It's pretty bad.
You may as well. Nothing could shock me anymore.
Last night at the dance, my little brother paid a buck to see your underwear.
Yes. I hate that rock and roll rubbish.
Well, I'm afraid it's here to stay, Howie.
Dirty mouth. Oh, thank God he is still warm.
Oh, good.
Here, I'll help you. Shh. Canine cologne.
Oh, no more Yankee, my Winky. The donga need food.
Hell, he's three sheets to the wind. He's drunk as a skunk.
Oh, why don't you shut up, Fred? Shut up, dude. Dong. Dong.
Dong. Grandpa is talking to you.
Dong. Where is my automobile?
Automobile? Leg. Big leg.
Why, you little scuzzbag.
Wow! Oh, my. Is everything all right? I was afraid you had an accident.
I wish. Her monthly bill came early. Oh, well, she's fine. She just took a muscle relaxer.
Try four.
You didn't, Mother.
Damn, Mama, got my head gone.
You wake up.
What the hell am I?
I'll tell you where you are. Just tell me who you are.
Former Ted.
You're in the parking lot across the street from my church.
You own a church? What happened?
I have no idea.
Did I do that to your hair?
At this point, anything is possible.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Excuse me, but, do you know if, did I enjoy it? Of course I enjoyed it. I mean, what I meant was, did you?
You know, I have this weird feeling I did.
Here, Jenny, drink this. Come on. Here.
guy's real funky.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm coming.
Hello. This place is so confused.
Me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you my new style American girlfriend.
Forget it, man. Just get some meth, all right?
She not here.
Don't jerk me around, man. Where is she?
She got married.
What?
She at the church. She get married to Oli Bohunk.
Married?
Married.
Married?
Yeah, married.
Married?
Jeez.
Are you gonna be all right, sweetie?
It's gonna be a piece of cake, Bryn.
Ginny, I'm really happy for you. I'm sorry for being kind of a jerk lately.
That's really lovely, Sam.
I know you'll have a great marriage.
Ginny!
Holy shit.
She just had a cramp.
Hear what she's got? Look at her.
Now, please be quiet. We don't want to announce to everyone that she has a period.
I guess those guys who thought we had to get married feel pretty stupid right about now, huh, Padre?
Not even when I was a freshman.
Me either.
You were pretty crazy.
I was?
Yeah. You know what I like best?
Like being close shave?
No. Waking up in your arms.
These things.
Jake!
Holy shit.
Stay here, okay?
Oh my God.
Back. What happened?
Look, Weiss, I told you not to call me here.
Ted, we're dying. What happened?
You want to know what happened? Buy the book.
Ted!
I'm really sorry about getting you mixed up with that guy.
Oh, it's okay. It wasn't too terrible. Weird. I'm really sorry about last night. The party. Lots of things. You know, neither one of us is gonna die if it doesn't happen for us.
That's true.
I just don't know right now. But I'm covered, okay? I won't get hurt.
Sure.
I'll leave it up to you.
Bye.
Got a veil. I know she wouldn't want anything to happen to it. She's allowed it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. Everybody's waiting for me. I want to make sure I see my sister leave. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I need a drink.
You were here.
You came here for me.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you have to go to the reception now?
I'm supposed to.
Can I call you later?
Sure. I mean, no.
No, I can't call you later?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not going to reception.
Oh, great.
Thanks for coming to get me.
Happy birthday, Samantha. Good wish.
It already came true.